On a 12-1 vote, the Los Angeles City Council voted to completely redo the way it disposes of garbage from apartment complexes and businesses in a hope to clean up a situation that some people think is stinky. The bill was spearheaded by Councilman Jose Huizar. It would restructure garbage collection by giving private haulers one of 11 franchises around Los Angeles. It will also require the haulers to recycle. In the past, trash collectors of businesses and apartments simply dumped all trash in Los Angeles area landfills. Some small business owners supported the bill.
We will be able to use our compostable products, you know, it's more, I think, doing the right thing than to looking at it as a financial side. I think we have been looking at things too much at a financial standpoint so far. So I think it's time for things to change a little bit.
8th District Councilman Bernard Parks was the lone vote against the measure, as he fears that the new plan would negatively impact small businesses.
I think it's a very poor public policy. And I think if you go back and look at the council file, you'll find there's only 3 or 4 groups that thought this was a good idea. And the community in which pays the bill has been left out of the discussion.
But supporters of the bill also believe that it will improve worker-employer relations. Parks has his doubts.
Well, we all know in dealing in labor, it doesn't require the leadership of the union to declare a labor problem. It requires a group of employees who might not agree with its management or anyone else. And so these are things that just are going to put the community in a lurch because of special interests.
With the measure, Los Angeles hopes to reduce its trash output by 90% by the year 2025. For Roxana Tyan, executive director of the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy, both human rights and environmental issues should take precedent when considering the bill.
You know, we ask people to do a job that we have to do because otherwise we would be drowning in trash, and yet we're not willing to provide them with basic safety and health precautions. And then as we got into the issue, our environmental allies really educated us about what was happening on the green side of the question. Our big landfills are closing. We got to figure out something to do with our trash. And we've got to head towards a greener future as a city and as a country.
Because the vote on the bill was not unanimous, it will come to a final vote on April 8th. Daniel Carr Crawford, Annenberg Radio News.